ਫੋਟੋ ਮਿਆ ਸਰ ਗਾਉ ਸਬੋਨੂੰ ਤੁਝੇ ਰੱਟ ਨੂੰ ਸਜਣ अपने ही रंग में हो
अपने ही रंग में मुझको रंग दे धीमे धीमे रंग में मुझको रंग दे सौंधे सौंधे रंग में मुझको रंग दे रंग देना रंग देना रंग देना
हिदाबा हरदा हिदाबा हरदा निहंगारे हरदा
does matter, and everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258 BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258 DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more.
So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Arling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit arlingschinese.com.
Suno, ye jo tumhari aankhi hai na?
Haan, meri aankhi?
Jaise bichli ke timtimate hue do bulb.
Hai?
Aur ye jo tumhari reshmi zulfe hai na?
Haan, meri reshmi zulfon ka kya?
Jaise bichli ki daare.
Kya?
Aur ye jo tumhara nasuk sa dil hai na?
Ab mere dil ko kya hua?
Jaise koi bichli ka transformer.
Uffo, ye kya tum mere se bichli ki boli bol rahe ho?
Bas kya bataun, jab se ye discount power liya hai na, tab se har cheez mein mujhe bichli hi bichli nazar aati hai.
Waise sach keh rahe ho, mujhe bhi tum aajkal kisi bichli ke khambe se kam nahi lagte.
अरे वाह!
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे.
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount power.
अरे वाह!
PUCT number 10177.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Listen close what I gotta say. Cause you know it ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready?
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Welcome, Houston, to Chai Time. Here is your Monday chart, only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this wonderful Columbus Day morning. Some schools are off. Oh. Some kids are gone to school. Some mommies are happy. Some mommies are okay. Well, any which way, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Our weekend was great, right?
Yes. We had a really nice weekend.
And the weather was nice.
Weather was beautiful.
It was really
Saturday
good.
It was so nice just to be out there. Like, Sasha was extremely happy because that's her favorite time of the year. She just, her voice is different because she's ready for the holidays then. Yeah. But we got, go ahead.
I had a perk in my voice.
Yes, definitely. And then we went to see all the snakes and reptiles, and
yes.
I don't like them, but my kids were excited. Sasha's kids were there touching it. So, yes, like big snakes. So That was fun. And then Sunday, we had the Dragon Boat Festival, which we spent time outdoors.
Right.
And then my kids were in Haven because there was a Lamborghini festival. So they got to see at least, I think, 100 Lamborghinis at City Center Memorial. Oh, my. You should have seen there. It was crowded. It was beautiful, though. I was in awe. The way they had organized it and the way they had set up the cars, it was amazing. Especially if you're a car lover, it was just amazing.
So. I mean, I think with the good weather, definitely. Everyone was out and about, right? It wasn't hot as always, like how it is in Houston.
It's a perfect beginning of fall.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so before we start the show, I have wonderful news. So we have Indo-American Association of Houston is bringing a Broadway-style musical, Taj Express. It's a sequel, and it is on October the 20th, which is the Sunday, and it is at the Stafford Center. Taj Express is an uplifting show full of color, high-energy music, and sensational dance scenes. Taj Express is set to an unforgettable soundtrack featuring the songs of Oscar winner A.R. Rahman. So this show is going to be on Sunday, October the 20th at 7 p.m. at Stafford, and it's called the Taj Express. And we are going to give away two tickets and a dinner for two. Wow. Dinner will be at Arling's and two tickets for the show. So you guys have to stay tuned because we are going to do a quiz before we go on break. So, you know, stay tuned and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's a fun night out, right?
Yes, dinner, I would love to do that. A Bollywood musical. And I heard it's a great show.
Oh, really?
It is really good. It's full of,
Who's bringing it?
It's by the Indo-American Association of Houston. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, we'll have more information, of course. And, you know, for tickets also, we will announce, you know, where to get the tickets from as well. Okay, so there are two gifts we should give our children. One is roots, the other is wings. And I have this on my fridge, and I've had this for a long, long time, just to remind me sometimes when my kids were young, and even now when they're older. So today we are going to talk about parenting teens and young adults. And of course, who better to talk about this with our dear friend, Bhavna Lutra, marriage and family counselor. Good morning.
I'm having that little perky day,
we're
too.
We're so glad to have you. It feels like we haven't seen you in forever.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt like something is missing. My favorite friends.
So let's start with, we always talk about young kids. Today it's going to be a whole different topic on teens and young adults, of course. Teens are, of course, it's a difficult time. They're going through a lot of hormonal changes. They go through feelings where they feel like parents do not understand them. They're always stuck to their friends. They feel their friends is their only family, right?
Right.
So they go through many different sort of emotional roller coaster. And at the same time, parents go through, you know, feelings as well that now they don't have any hold on their kids, on their teens, right? Yes. And they're always worried about their choices, about things, what they do. Because there are so many horrific stories out there, you know, with teens. And it's just a difficult time, especially nowadays, I would think.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a mental health month. So there's a lot of awareness about mental health now in the society. A lot of different organizations have come up just to address the concern about teen mental health. And that since there has been an increased rate of suicide among teenagers, so there's a lot of nonprofit work is going on to address the issues with the teen mental health. Because nowadays, with the technology, there are a lot of, most of the teens are isolating themselves. They are hiding behind these gadgets. Just we are talking about how that's starting at very young age. So that's, like you said, teenage life age is very critical. And parents, I see a lot of parents, they are struggling with communication. when to talk to them. It's like they're walking on the tippy toes. Like,
should I say this? Shells, yes. Literally, right?
What to do? Like, whatever I say, it's never right. Yeah. I feel isolated in my own self because my teen doesn't talk to me. I don't know what's going on in their life.
Right.
Right. So you have to, I have come across parents, they said, I have become better friends with their teens' friends.
Yeah, right?
Just to know about their teenager, what's really happening in their life. So there are mom groups. Now, there are mom groups for, like, you have mom's group for the little kids. Now there are mom's group for teenagers.
Oh,
yes, it's like different communities in small towns or big towns. They are having small communities where they are talking about, like, let's see what's happening with our teenager.
Right.
What are the challenges you're facing? So, like, the town I Friendswood area I live in, they have also a small group called Friendswood Teen Moms.
Oh, okay.
So where the moms come together and they kind of formed a group because after they have kids were playing soccer and they realized they have so many common challenges. So they meet often to discuss. Oh. Sometimes it's just become a social event.
Yeah, exactly.
But so the teenagers, before we try to see that how to communicate with them, we have to see what is really happening with them. That is a crucial age when they have self-image issues, right? We see a lot of teenagers now struggling with weight and acne. And so they also have this self-respect issues because they're trying to go through they're going through this autonomy age where they're trying to define who I am really.
Right.
If they don't understand who I am, how would they kind of relate to the other, especially with the parents?
Yeah.
Because they are totally different generations. And then whenever parents try to communicate and the teen gets like really defensive.
Yes.
Right? So you are questioning my decision, right? Yes. I'm going to my friend's house. Let's say the teen says, I want to go and have a sleepover at my friend's house. And if the parent don't know the parents or family, they would say no.
Right.
And the teen pushes for it. Where the children might, you have to stop them by saying no.
Yeah.
But with the teen, they will challenge you.
Yeah.
Right? No, why can't I do it? Why can't I go to my friend's house? Why cannot I stay out after midnight curfew? You know, these are the struggles we still have with our teenagers. And sometimes when they go there, you don't have the numbers for their friends and they end up sleeping there and then you don't know where to find them.
Yes.
It's very common. And I have seen parents, they come and say, my teen doesn't have a driving license, but they want to drive. I come home and my car was gone. Right? So parents hide their keys from their teenagers.
Oh my.
So stuff like that these are the common challenges we face with the teenagers. And like some parents are very academic oriented. They want their children to do well. Their teens do excellence in school, but the teenagers are not driven.
Yeah.
Or same issues with little kids. You want to put them in dance and soccer and that. Same thing. Parents want their teenagers to excel in extracurricular as well as academics.
Right.
And then that's not where their heart is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have the power struggles there because we want our children or teenager to be like just like another teenager who's probably able to manage all these things.
Right.
Right? So that's where I see that with our South Asian or Asian communities, I've come across parents are very driven and kind of pushy. That they want their teenagers to start preparing for their SAT when they are in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So they feel, the teenagers feel pressure and then they isolate themselves and have very minimum communication with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things I have come across in my work that when parents come in and say, my teenagers don't listen to me, we don't have a good relationship, how do we improve our relationship?
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, when it comes to discipline, because when they are young, a lot of parents, focus a lot on discipline with the young ones. And young ones are easier to discipline.
Yes, absolutely.
But then when they are teens, we are kind of as parents stuck. Whether are we giving way too much discipline or way too little, right?
Yes.
So where do parents, like how can parents sort of find a midway when it comes to disciplining the teens?
So it's I think discipline is where we have to kind of have the communication with our even child or even teenagers. What would be a, I mean, I know I'm going to use the word punishment, but that's how probably you say what would be consequences yes. for you, right?
Right?
So I think that's very important from the very young age, have the communication with them and say, okay, if you do this, and you don't behave, mm-hmm. what would be the consequences?
Right.
You know, with the child, you said you won't have the playtime yeah. with your toys,
yeah.
right? Or
right.
sitting in the corner for 1 minute.
Okay.
Or same thing with a teenager, you will say, okay, I mean, I have raised two kids now. They're adult, young, the young adults. So, and we will have them come up with their own consequences. I think
okay.
that's very important to have the conversation. If you don't do well mm-hmm. in certain things, what do you want to be taken away,
right?
And you negotiate. Mm-hmm. Negotiation is the key.
Yeah, we do negotiate with yes. my 8-year-old.
So yes. because that's where they learn the yeah. strategies,
yes.
right?
Right.
So if they are going to be go out in the world and business field or whatever, you don't yeah. need to learn how to negotiate when they're in the consequences too.
Right. Yeah.
So like I remember with my kids when they, I still say kids, but yeah. when they were teenagers and we had those things like, okay, if you, you know, stay out later with your friends, then what is the time, then next day you will not, you know, for next two weeks,
yeah.
you will not go out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's just simple.
Yeah.
You know, that's the given. And then they will try to push for
yes,
it. And then you just negotiate,
buttons, right?
Like rather than 2 weeks, make it like a week, sort of like that. So
yes.
those type of things, I think that when they are that age, they want to have the decision power,
yeah.
right? They want to have that self-governing, like I decide my life how I want to have
right.
it, right?
Yeah.
And you give them that room to grow,
yeah.
right? Make
right.
their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So it works very well when you give them a little bit of power there.
Right.
So otherwise it becomes power struggle.
Right.
Like you feel they don't want you to be in charge.
Yeah, because
life.
Then they defy you because now they realize that for my 8-year-old, I can tell him, oh, I'm going to take this away and this is going to happen, right? And he's still a little like, okay, taken back by it. But if I tell that to a teenager, they are more like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Now what? You know,
then
so
you're
like, oh, damn.
Then you hear this door slam.
Exactly.
Boom.
Because we've all been teenagers,
yes.
you know. So, I mean, I remember my times. I just wanted to hang out with my friends.
Yes. And then they have this, for the girls, they say, no boys. Now there some have this outside sign saying, no parents allowed. Right. And they want to have a door lock,
yeah,
right,
yes.
where they have the only key. Like,
oh,
you know, we went
wow.
through that with our children.
Okay.
And then after a while, it was like, okay, come
yeah.
whenever.
Yeah.
Because you let them have that freedom.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Because they want to talk with their friends with the door closed. And you go and you open the number. Hello, it's time for dinner. Out. I'm talking to my friend.
Right? Okay.
So they want that space. It's their time, their space, and it's very difficult for our parents to know when does that really start? Is it
mm-hmm.
11, age 11, 12, 13, 15? When do you give them that space?
Yeah, because now it's preteen, right? So they yes. say it starts as early as 11, I think.
Yeah, I think it's as early as 5. I have.
It's like terrible twos, terrible
yes.
threes.
Yes, 5-year-old. Yes, I mean, my sister has 5-year-old, and she said her daughter sometimes tell her, Mommy, go out. I'm playing.
Oh.
Oh.
Go out. I'm playing.
Oh, my.
Like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to my dolls here and
oh.
having my time. So they want, they tell
yeah,
you from very young
space.
Age, they
yeah.
want to have the autonomy. Their way, they want to have their time.
Right.
So, and alone time. Like, we are going retreats and have
yeah.
the alone times. They want to have their space where they are only in their zone, in their
right.
head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we parents challenge that. What happened to my teenager? We used to talk. He or she used to listen to me. What happened
yeah.
to that the person? It's the same person. It's just we are not going with their time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not giving them the space. right? Yeah. Like that, we were kind of talking about self-image. Like, that time is very challenging for teenagers. They all want to look perfect, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and they don't. The acne starts, and then you say, "What?" They will only ask you, "Okay, what should I do?" But then we as parents tend to go overboard with advice.
Yes,
let me tell you.
Yes.
When I was your age.
Yes. And it doesn't end then, right?
Yes. And then you're really kind of humiliating the child by saying that I was perfect, but you're not doing the same thing, which is perfect. And that's how they perceive it. Like, I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we having this topic, vulnerability, shame, guilt. And I think we as parents do a good job to do that with our, we humiliate our own children.
Right.
And I even, past week, I had caught myself doing that with my adult child. Like, you know, I was a little bit, she was trying to tell me something and I was just going overboard with like, let me tell you, you know, it's just like, and then you kind of see that, oh, she said, Mom, I'm not seeking advice. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I was just sharing my experience. No, but that was advice, Mom. I don't want one. So that's where we kind of struggle. And I think that that's because our upbringing was that way.
Yes.
Our parents sort of told us how things should be and this is what it is. Even though they gave us the independence to make our decision, but they were very good with giving advice. And we kind of carry that forward. And we have to just kind of, with the time, learn. And the time, the era, the culture, the society we are raising our children, it's very different. You know, a lot of teenagers here are raising themselves. Some of them move out of their house at age 16.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And working and supporting themselves. And some of them even have a companion raising a child of their own.
Yes.
I mean, 16-year-olds are doing that.
Yes.
And they have to grow up. They have to mature up fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see that if some are doing that, then that means each teenager is capable to take on those tasks. Like, I remember I was talking to my mom and she said, oh, people used to get married at 14 and 15, my grandparents' time, because they wanted people to get married and mature up and have that relationship from the very young age.
Yeah.
So that means they somehow knew that is the time your mind is developing.
Right.
You can learn to be responsible. I'm not saying get your children married at 14, 15, but I'm saying they're capable to have to grow their maturity.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that that mind is there. So we need to have the faith.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so we are going on a short break. But before we do, we said we are going to do a giveaway. And like I mentioned before, Indo-American Association of Houston is bringing a Broadway musical, Taj Express. And we are giving away two tickets and dinner at Arling's for two. So the quiz is, listen up, and this is really easy. What is the topic of the day? Or you have a choice. Name the guest on the show. So again, what is the topic of the day? Or name the guest on the show. The number to call us is 713-974-4000. And of course, if you want to purchase the tickets, the number is 832-315-6586 or visit their website, iaahouston.com. All right, guys, so give us a call, 713-974-4000. Quiz is, what is the topic of the day, or name the guest on the show? This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
The Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alicia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within.
Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Happy savings! Thanks to Discount Power for their great rates and service. Sign up on a Wise by 12 electricity plan and get a $25 bill credit by using promo code XBXCVR or visit discountpowertx.com/promotions. Yes, get a $25 bill credit when you sign up at discountpowertx.com/promotions or use the promo code XBXCVR.
Certain terms and conditions apply. One-time $25 off credit will be given to the second month bill only to new customers who successfully sign up for Wise by 12 plan at discountpowertx.com/promotions or use the promo code XBXCVR, PUCT10177.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends. Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style. Chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. This segment is brought to you by Amir Ali Dodia, agent with New York Life. So we have a caller. Let's get her on air. Hello, yes. This is Chai Time. You're on air?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, may I have your name?
Amina.
Hi, Amina. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Awesome. So what is your answer to the quiz?
It was for adolescents and teenagers, how to handle the issues and be a friend with them.
Yes. And do you know the name of our guest?
I admit that I do get it. That hurts.
Okay, no problem. So anyways, you win two tickets to the Broadway show, Taj Express. Yes. And you also win a dinner for two at Arling's, okay? So you come and pick up your gift certificate for the dinner at Arling's. And I will give your name and your contact number to IAA. So that way they will send you the tickets. So congratulations. And I hope you are enjoying the show.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Okay. So we did have a lot of callers. Unfortunately, we were on commercial break, but also you guys did, you know, contact us through WhatsApp, and thank you for that. So we did give another giveaway as well, because, you know, we don't like to disappoint our listeners. So we have your name and your contact number as well. So you win an additional two more tickets for Taj Express as well as dinner at Arling's. Congratulations, guys, and thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. And do stay tuned. You know, sometimes we really do surprise giveaways, and that is fun.
Always.
Yes. So we were talking about teens and, you know, the difficulties that, you know, as parents we all face, right?
Yes.
So let's continue with that, Bhavna.
Right. So let me just quickly read out 10 things we can do with our teenagers.
Okay.
So first is trust and respect.
Okay.
Because trust and respect enhances their confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't trust our children, I think that's first thing we make a mistake there.
Okay.
So if each teenager, every household will face that at some point in their life, right? With the trusting with what they, if they're lying or not. But it's rather than confronting, and give them space when they're ready to talk, right?
Okay.
Letting go. You know, sometimes when they make mistakes, just let go.
Yeah.
You know, don't pick on small little things for every time they make mistakes.
And keep reminding them of the mistakes they made, right? Because we're very good
in
at that.
In a very, very gentle way. Like, like I'm watching you sort of thing, right? Yeah. And even if you see that they're lying, but then you said, okay, I know you're not ready to talk about it now, but when I know what's going on, I'm always here to listen.
Okay.
Right? And then keeping an open mind about things. And exchange ideas and dreams. Right? Having that, make a time with them. Mm-hmm. Like I remember when my kids were young, we had this called family meeting.
Okay.
So every Sunday, before dinner or after dinner, it depends what homework they had, we had family meeting. We'll just say, okay, we'll sit together as a family, have a conversation like what's really going on in your life, right? It will be my husband, myself, and both of our children would exchange what's really happening. If something is really bothering them, if something they're struggling with their peers, whatever it is, just having that family meeting, it's like closure, sort of like, okay, then we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's not like every time we have to nudge them, where are you going? What you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like it's briefing. We would have that briefing time. And that really helped our family to have the deeper understanding of each other's emotions and feelings. Like, okay, this is what they are struggling with, so we could help them better. So ask specific questions. Like if the teenagers had a bad day at school and they just come and rush to their room, throw the bag, and then just say, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, give them that space,
okay,
right? When they are ready to calm down, come for dinner, and then just say, oh, you had a rough day. It seems, sounds like you had a rough day.
Yeah.
Yes, right. That's all you would hear from them.
Right.
And then you said, I know it must be with some school, you know, your homework. Is it what you're struggling with? Just kind of very gently, like don't push for it.
Yeah.
So just say, is it something with a friend, or is it something with the you know, schoolwork, what you're struggling with? And if they're still not ready to talk to you, then you said, okay, that's all right, just whenever you're ready. So and be an active listener. Don't jump to give the advice. Oh, there's somebody has a question.
So let's get the caller on air. There's a question for you, Bhavna.
Sure.
Hello, this is Chai Time, you're on air.
Hello ma'am, this is Vandana.
Hi, Vandana. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question for Bhavna?
Yeah, sure. Actually, my mera beta abhi February mein 15 saal ka hoga. बट प्रॉब्लम ये है कि अगर उसके फादर कुछ बोलते हैं तो मतलब वो सुनने के लिए रेडी नहीं होता है. मतलब ही ऑलवेज गिव बैक आंसर. So sometimes I get frustrated and he also like what we can do with him.
Yeah, so it's like I was telling earlier, this is a common challenge we as parents face. So maybe we letting our guards down, we have this lens that we want to see the life through our experiences and we think they are having the same experiences. So you start the conversation, which I was just mentioning, that if they are struggling with schoolwork or some friend issues or just not feel like fitting in with the school or friends, then you just say, okay, tell me what's really going on, right? Very open-ended questions.
Yeah, I ask him every time. And like I don't know, it's most of the time he's on the, you know, games and everything.
Yeah, so maybe he has a very busy schedule and he's feeling overwhelmed. And then you have to catch him at the right time. Sometimes we just see when is the right time for us, which is always the right time. We think we are always available for our children. So you also say, hey, you know, maybe this Sunday we'll all sit as a family, right?
Yeah.
And set that time, weekly time. Just say this is 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you think is right. Just set that time and talk to him then.
Okay.
And don't, like I said, don't poke. Don't ask too many questions, right? Just say, how was your week? Very open-ended question. How was your week? Right? Everything going well? And if he's still not ready to, it might take a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Maybe in a month time, he'll just open up, right? Don't push for it to have the relationship right away. It has to, it takes time to build. So we have to be very much patient with our children, because, like I was saying, they are finding their own self. He could be struggling with a lot of things in his head and trying to figure out, and he in his mind maybe think you will never understand. So and maybe we don't understand. We don't have all the answers, right? We have to play it like that. We don't have all the answers. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
So because we think we know it all, we smart it out, we gone through life, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You said, we don't have, it's okay to tell your, I'm sorry. Apologize to your child. Yeah. Say, I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you're facing.
Right.
And normalize being sorry. Because we think being sorry means like we give in. No, it's not giving in.
And especially like she said, he back answers his dad, because dads just think like they have to listen to everything, you know.
So they're definitely power struggle going on. Like I'm the dad and
you gotta listen.
I feel that's right. Yeah, because he's treating him his way and my son is totally different. And
yes, and you're in the middle of all this.
always.
So remember two things, empathy and compassion. Yeah. First, you have to empathize with what he's really struggling with, right?
Okay.
Which you don't know what he's struggling with in his head, right?
He's
blocked what you guys are saying because he's so zoned into his own struggles, whatever he's having.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank
have a nice
so
day. Bye-bye.
Okay,
so if anyone has questions, do give us a call. We are taking calls, and Bhavna will answer your questions, of course. The topic is on parenting teens and young adults, and the number to call us is 713-974-4000.
Yes.
All right. This is nice. I mean, you know, I guess a lot of parents go through that, and especially we always compare us as teens. We say when we were teens, we never did.
Yeah.
We always respected our parents.
Yeah.
We always listened to our parents. So we, in turn, expect that from our own teens, right?
Right. They teach us.
Yes.
We grow as parents, as human beings. I think I can tell from myself and from my experiences with the teenager. I grew from listening to working with the teenagers and being with my own children, that I learned more for them
Absolutely.
than anything in life. Because they throw those challenges at you. Grow from there, right?
Right.
Because otherwise we think, oh, we got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Right? Just like our parents sometimes.
Yeah.
But that was a different time, right?
Absolutely.
So our kids face a lot more challenges than we ever faced in our teen lives, I think, right? They have a lot more pressure.
Yeah, because we have all, I mean, our kids have social media and keeping up with that, and we didn't have any of that.
Yeah, so they
have cell phones.
They're constantly comparing themselves what's up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I'm supposed to look this way. Yeah. I'm supposed to act this way. I should I should be able to balance life.
Be this social circle, you know. Yes. And if they see, I'm sure they feel excluded too if they're not invited somewhere, because it's all out there, right?
Yes.
So it becomes, it's hard.
Right. So there's they use the word cliques. There are a lot of cliques in schools where certain groups just hang out with certain, you know, teenagers, a group. Like if you're in some honor society, they hang out together. If you're in soccer, there's a soccer group. So, so there's some who just don't fit in anywhere. And they are the ones struggle the most.
Right.
And when they come home and the parents are probing and asking all those questions, so
they're
it's hard for them.
Yeah.
So we have to also be aware that judgment.
Yes.
Right. We pass judgment on our friends. We pass judgment on everybody walking our life. We judge like this is right person. This is not right person for me. And I think we tend to do that with our teenagers because they are developing another human being in our house, who can speak their mind.
Right. We're not used to it.
Right. They're growing. They're like another adult.
Yeah.
And we're not comfortable with that because we're used to telling them sit here, do this.
Yeah,
do
we're
that.
Used to the control, and now it's shifted.
Yes, right. So that judgment can ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
So never compare with yourself, and tell them you're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If they say I can't do this, then you said yes, this is good enough. No. My friends are able to handle all these stressors. Why can't I handle it? Right? Just say it's okay. You are. You are capable, but maybe this is what you not need to deal with right now. It's okay to whatever you're doing is plenty.
Right.
Right. So just validation. They need a constant validation.
Okay.
We are the first people in their life who can validate them.
Right.
Because nobody else do a good job with that. Their own peers, teachers, they got too many people to deal with, right?
Right.
So we validate everything. Their experiences, their feelings, if their emotions, if you have a teenager who cries all the time, whines about little thing, it's okay. That's the time you can be emotional and not be judged.
Right.
Yes.
Because when you grow up adult and at work you can't cry with your partner, you will be like, oh my God, I can't deal with these emotions. This is too much. Right?
True.
You don't know, you get the label drama queen and all those kind of things, right? So that's when you say, you know what? It's okay to cry.
Yes.
It's okay to be weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's okay if you can't do this. It's okay to make not A's, all A's and B's, right? It's okay if you have failed. We are the people, we have that in us as a parent, that compassion, the empathy. So we connect from there and say, validate whatever the experience is genuine.
Yeah.
But that's where we say, let me tell you what you need to do.
Stop this drama. Like with my 5-year-old, I'm like, stop it. I know it's fake tears. Like, you know, we just go on instead of, okay, I understand you. He's going through something, absolutely.
Right.
But
that child feels like he needs to fake it, or she needs to fake it, right? So there's something really going on than where they think they got to fake to get attention.
Yes.
You can say that, okay, you don't have to cry to get attention.
Yeah.
I'm always here for you. Yeah. See, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, don't cry. I know it's fake.
Yeah.
Say,
It's
all right. If you need to, to cry, I'm here. Tell me what's really going on.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes don't say anything. Just hold them tight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My child is 6. My son is 6'2". And I'm like right here in his shoulder. And whenever he comes, like he has his moments. So I was like, hug and just say.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I feel, it's so nice and warm. Like, are you having a bad day, Mom? Yes, I am. Let speak your feelings with them.
Yeah.
Your emotion. Just let them know you're having. Don't burden with your emotions and feelings. Like, like they have to rescue you.
Yeah.
Right? But let them know it's okay. If we can cry in front of our children, if we can be vulnerable in front of our teenagers, that's where we get them. Because you're like sending the message, it's okay to be sad.
And it's okay to be imperfect, right? Yeah. Because we say, oh, you need your A's, you need to be in this team, you need to be in that team. And we say, okay, yeah, we've had this successful life. Yes. So they've not seen our failures. We've all gone through failures, right?
Exactly. You said it very good.
Yeah.
We never show our failure to our children.
Yeah.
And we suck at it.
Right, we do. We want to present this perfect life.
Yes.
So,
like, we struggle. We conquer. Yeah. We made it.
Exactly.
So can you. Yeah, I know. You can do it.
Yes.
We are the cheerleaders.
Yes.
But we don't become, we are not vulnerable.
Yes,
absolutely. Be wonderful in front of them. Yes. Said, you know, I'm not really doing well.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share. I know we don't have much time, but we lost our dog. This past week. We had him for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was really, really hard for our family.
Yeah.
So we came together last weekend. He passed away on Tuesday, last Tuesday, but weekend before, we all came together. We sat and we prayed. We talked. So we all sat and we said, we share our time with the dog. Like, how this dog has impacted your life.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter, she wrote a post on Facebook and she said, I learned loyalty from him.
Mm-hmm.
I learned non-judgment from my dog.
Yeah.
How much I kind of nagged and say, get away, let me, you know, and he still was there for me. I learned to be compassion, right? So these are the things our children, we had the discussions, like what every person in your life, even a dog, can teach you.
Yeah.
Learn from everything and every experience. No experience is bad. Every experience has a reason.
Yeah.
Right? Every person has come, whoever comes in your life has something to teach you, make you a better person. And you leave the impact with the other person. So we had that, we as a family came together and we sat around him while he was going through all that. He suffered a lot towards the end, but he could hear it. And day before on Monday, I sat with him and me and my dog like cried together. I think he was crying. We both were crying. I saw his tears. So, you know, this is vulnerability. I shared that experience with my family and I said, you know, I cried.
Yeah.
We hauling, my dog and we were hauling together. So there's no answer. There's like, oh, it's going to be okay. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell your teenager it's going to be okay. Because sometime in life, it's never going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a hard time in your life. We don't want to give our children all the answers for life. We say, yes, you're going to face struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And life is going to throw things at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But I am here. I might not have your back, but I am just here with you in this journey, whatever way I can be. But that doesn't mean I'm going to protect you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? This is what we need to convey. Like, I'm here with you, not behind you to save you from everything you can fall. No. You got to go through your own struggles. So, but we don't do, we tend to just give right the answers. We want to solve problems for them, right? So teaching them vulnerability, teaching them about all these deep emotions is the key. That's where we connect to them. That's when they feel like it's okay, it's a safe to come to us.
Right.
Right? Because we create these guards, right? As parents, we do a good job creating these guards, like I'm not available. I'm only available if you meet these conditions, right?
Yeah.
So celebrate their achievement, small achievements, right?
Yeah.
Like we talked about emotion coaching,
right?
It's not like you have a party because they made an A, you know, always. So it's just achievement is like when they really have that connection with you, right? When you feel like you have that relationship, the bond, that's the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel connected with you. Today, let's have a party for that.
Right? Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Like we as friends go for dinner after some time the show. It's like celebration that we connected today.
Yes.
We're creating this, we're building this bond stronger. And that's a celebration. Yeah. What else is celebration?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
We celebrate outside.
Things like that. If small achievements can become an occasion.
Even failure can be celebrated.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Even
failure can be celebrated. Hey, you know what? We are rock bottom. And it's okay to be at the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Let's sit together and talk and hug and celebrate whatever we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, failure is, there's a NASA logo. Failure is not an option. I said failure is the option. It is the option because it's going to be there,
yeah.
Right, with the success.
Yes, absolutely.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
So embrace that. Teaching your children failure, it's okay. You know, yeah. It's all right. If you didn't make it to that whatever ranking, it's okay. If you didn't make the perfect score in SAT, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. You made the worst score, that's okay too. So validation, right? And always be prepared to apologize. Like, not like say sorry all the time, but apologies like, okay, I am not the perfect parent. I will never be a perfect parent. And I don't want to be the perfect parent. I want to show you my mistakes so you can make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. That it's okay to make mistakes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I am not. I suck at a lot of things.
Yeah.
But that's where you come in because you're teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let them be your teacher, your guru, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So.
And I think as parents, when the kids are young, we always say, oh, I can't wait for them to grow up, right? Mm-hmm. So then they pass those, you know, like the young age. Then they come to being adolescents. Mm-hmm. And then that has passed, and now they're young adults. And then we think like, okay, so as parenting is, you know, do we still continue with parenting? Mm-hmm. Then those are new challenges. It's a new transition, right?
Because they're not living with us anymore.
Exactly.
They have moved out. They have their own lives.
Yeah. And then I think it's more about being becoming their friends, more about that, staying connected with them in different ways, right? And then sometimes we as parents think, okay, now how do we draw the line now? Do we become friends, but then can we still go and grab a beer and talk with them or go for a drink? And, you know, or even like ask them, let's get together for dinner and just have casual conversations about their life. And because parenting, of course, never ends, no matter what age or stage in your life, right? Like even now, like for my mom, if my mom picks up the phone and sometimes she will say, oh, you never called me, or she'll start giving advice and all, which is fine, which is great. It does not have to stop anywhere in, you know, during your part of life or whatever. So I think that, you know, it is important for us as parents to always, I guess, transition as life goes with them as well, to kind of, you know, like keep moving along and not just treat them as, okay, now they're teens and I will always treat them as that. Or when they're teens, we are treating them as little kids.
Yeah,
we are never like
a little bit behind in there.
Yes, exactly.
I think with young adults, it's okay to get their advice about something. That's what empowers them.
Yes.
Right? If you say, I don't get this.
Yeah.
You know, it's beyond me. I'm a different generation.
Yeah.
So tell me more. Like, what do you guys do? Sometimes with my client, I reach out to my children. It's like, I'm struggling with this client and he's your age. What do you think?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it really gives me, it just kind of gives me clarity what's really going on in their head.
And a different perspective, right?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. They have helped me through quite because I work at U of H, and I work with young adults there, and so sometimes I do feel stuck, right?
Yeah.
And I call them, and I'm a counselor, but I don't have everything together.
Yeah, of course.
So I call my children and say, "What do you think? You know, this person, what should I do?
Yeah.
Have you talked to them about this? Oh, yeah, I should do that."
Yeah.
So they asking their advice empower them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they need to feel important and empowered from us because it gives them validation that we trust them, their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they are making a lot of decisions and they're questioning their decisions at that age.
Yeah. Right.
If it's the right decisions to take on this job or should I continue the relationship with this person I have in my life, my girlfriend, my boyfriend. So they have all that contemplation because they are making a lot of decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So empowering them like, oh, yes, you gave me this idea and that really worked.
Yeah.
That empowers them that their ideas and their decisions are valid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's time to go. Time flies. Thank you so much, Bhavna, for joining us on Chai Time this morning. As always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week.
Life is about moments. Create them. Don't wait for them.
Oh, yes. I love that. Yeah, that really beautiful. Yeah. All right. So thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time Girls here on 99.5 FM. Yali Madad, Khuda Hafiz, Ciao, Sasri Akal, Bye, Adios, Arrivederci, Sayonara. Okay. Remember, my friends, it's Chai Time.
Anytime.
Anywhere. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
बात हमारी पक्की कर इतना क्या सोचे मुझे हाँ बोल के काम तू नक्की कर मुझे